Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast session on the Leisure Lounge with me, your host, Kawi. Like I said in the last podcast, I will start recording more regularly. This is just geared towards creating more content instead of leaving space between when I drop recordings. So 3 times a week, 4 times a week, as the case may be, I'm gonna be dropping recordings. And today I want to talk about accountability. You know, I will target embracing accountability, a journey towards personal growth. So welcome, and let's delve into this. You know, accountability is more than just, you know, a word. It's more than just saying I'm accountable. It's more than just saying he or she has accountability. It's a cornerstone of personal development. It's about taking ownership of our actions, decisions, and also knowing that consequences arise from decisions that we make. Okay, so we are aware that there are consequences to whatever we do. It's also about being answerable to ourselves and others for the choices that we make. So you know that whatever you want to do or about to do, it has a consequence. And then you're answerable to yourself. You accept that fact that I did this and this is what would most likely come out from doing this. That is accountability. But seriously, why is accountability so crucial in our journey towards self-improvement? Why is it very important? To start with, let's address the elephant in the room. Accountability can be uncomfortable because it requires us to confront our shortcomings, acknowledge our mistakes, and then accept responsibility for them. Not everybody accepts responsibility for their actions. Not everybody acknowledges that they've made mistakes. Some people will stand and say, no, I did not do anything wrong. Some people are that stubborn. But this is what accountability requires us to do. Most times it's tempting to deflect blame or make excuses for actions that we've taken. But we cannot truly grow unless we embrace accountability wholeheartedly. We cannot grow. True growth begins when we accept our shortcomings. True growth begins when we embrace accountability wholeheartedly. And one of the most significant benefits of accountability is empowerment, because when we hold ourselves accountable, we reclaim control over our lives. You know, instead of being passive bystanders, you know, we have become active participants in shaping our destiny. We know what we want. We realize that our actions have power, and we have the ability to steer our lives in any direction we desire. So you know that this is what you want to do, this is who you want to be, and you're holding yourself accountable for whatever will come out of it. So you have claimed control over your life. You're in charge. You're not just a bystander. You're not just passive. You're active in shaping your destiny. You know. And also, moreover, accountability fosters integrity. It aligns our words with our actions, and this strengthens our moral compass. When someone says you're a man of your word, you're a woman of your word, it means a lot. It means people can swear by you. You know, it means people can say, this person, whatever he or she says they will do it. So you're not just talking, you're showing action. So your words and your actions align. So when we commit to being accountable, we prioritize honesty and authenticity in our interactions. Everything is straight, it's straightforward. No two ways about it. This guy, whatever he says, that is how it is. It's there. It's always black and white. There's no red, there's no green. So we become people of integrity, and then you now earn trust and respect of those around us. Brother, sister, nothing per se you get your respect. Nothing per se you get your rep. It's not, I know, in our current society, even before this current society, everybody is hustling, everybody wants to be mega rich. And you know, sometimes that wealth comes with some respect, but be accountable. You know, people respect you more where you are. Respect you for real, not just for money's sake. Respect you for real. No. Then, also, perhaps, you know, the most profound impact of being accountable is it has this role to play in fostering growth, your self-growth, and resilience. Because when we hold ourselves accountable, we transform our setbacks into opportunities for learning and improvement. You get? So you are holding yourself accountable for your actions, and then you know consequences arise for these actions. And maybe the consequence of that particular action was a negative consequence, it wasn't a positive one. But since you're accountable, you transform that setback into an opportunity for learning. And then you improve yourself. So instead of dwelling on our failures, we can extract valuable lessons from them, and this will propel us forward on our journey of self-discovery. That is just it. So you then ask, how can we cultivate the mindset of accountability in our daily lives? Firstly, you set clear goals. Okay, you start by setting clear goals and holding yourself to high standards. Then you must be willing to challenge yourself and push beyond your comfort zone. Okay, so basically you strive for excellence in everything you do. You hold yourself to a higher standard. Okay, so then additionally, you know, accountability usually thrives in a supportive environment. So you surround yourself with people who hold you accountable. Not just pandering to your every whim, not just saying everything you do is right. Oh, more no. You need to surround yourself with people who also hold you accountable. They will provide constructive feedback and then encourage your growth. It is immensely beneficial. Let's just be honest about that. Because if a whole lot of us have people that hold us accountable, okay? And then you don't need to insult someone when you're holding someone accountable. There's something we call constructive criticism. You mustn't be insulting, you mustn't be rude, you mustn't bring someone down. So when that constructive feedback is provided, It encourages your growth. So whether it's your mentor, your coach, your friend, whoever, having that sort of support system can make all the difference in our journey towards achieving accountability. Okay? And of course, also, accountability requires self-reflection and self-awareness. So we must be willing to examine our beliefs, our values, and our behaviors honestly. Okay, so when this happens, it allows us to identify areas where we can improve and then take proactive steps towards personal growth. But let's be real, accountability is not always easy. There will be times when we will fall down. In fact, there will be times when the temptation is there to not accept responsibility. Sometimes that temptation becomes overwhelming. You know, there's not everybody that can respect and that can accept responsibility for their actions. So in those kind of moments, when you find yourself in such moments, it's very essential to practice self-compassion and not acknowledge your mistake. Acknowledge your mistake. You learn from them and then you commit to doing better next time. You mustn't kill yourself. You mustn't be hard on yourself. But it doesn't mean you not acknowledge that this is a mess up or a mess up occurred. That's accountability. Then you learn and then you say, next time you do better. Next time you do better. So, in conclusion, my people, being accountable, your accountability is not just a virtue, it's a mindset, it's a way of life. It empowers us, okay? It strengthens our integrity and it propels us towards growth and resilience, basically. So let's embrace accountability wholeheartedly, knowing fully well that it's a key to unlocking our full potential, okay, and living our best lives. So I thank you for tuning in to the Leisure Lounge today. And until next time, remember, accountability is not a burden. It's a gift that allows us to become the best versions of ourselves. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to like, and don't forget to share with others. Thank you all. And until next time. Ciao.